Somebody had to get up real early and light that stove, huh?
Had to light the stove. Well, you had to have what we called kindling wood, wood that would kindle easy, mm-hmm. to get started with. And if you didn't have some wood that stayed in out of the rain or the snow, you'd have a hard time getting your fire going, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing. But to also tell you about that time, when it was summertime, that same big wood stove was awfully hot.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess the kitchen wasn't quite as big as this room.
No, I'm sure. This big.
Oh, it was a terribly small place. And I remember that, and in those days, women were not wearing pants.
Uh-huh.
We were still wearing dresses. But anyhow, I remember picking my dress up and fanning myself, and I said, if hell is any hotter than this, I sure don't want to go there. But anyhow, when we came to Roswell, the reason that Amy had said Fulton County paid for the county, for Milton County, but that isn't right. Milton County voted itself into Fulton County. Yeah.
Fulton it took all the debt that Milton had.
Fulton had to pay for it, right?
Right.
It might have been paid for it, but anyhow, they voted themselves in. Well, and at the same time that Alpharetta and the county of Milton County voted itself in, Roswell was a city in Cobb County.
Oh.
And it voted itself in at the same time because it was just sitting right in the edge of Cobb County, and it was really go be in Fulton County a whole lot easier.
Atlanta was here. Yeah. Cobb was over here.
So we just stopped. So Roswell voted itself in, and Roswell had had a Roswell High School in Cobb County.
Mm.
But they were told very plainly, if you vote yourself in, you won't have a high school anymore, because there are not that many people in all this northern area that'll be Fulton, Milton County moving in and everything. You'll just be a part of that big county, and one high school is all we'll have.
Mm.
There weren't that many people.
Wow.
Just nothing. And so when we moved here, it became the Roswell School, and it was grades 1 through 9,
mm.
and lost the 10th and 11th. And at that time, there were no 12th grades.
Mm.
Way back then.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. It didn't get to be, Roswell didn't get to have a 12th grade and graduate a class until 1951.
Wow.
51, took us a long time. But eventually people just kept moving in to mm-hmm. the northern part, and finally we got big enough to have a high school.
Well, there was like a 9th grade graduation. And a lot of people didn't go on to high school. There would be a ceremony, and you know, just like a high school graduation now, except it was 9th grade. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people quit and went to work.
Yes, that's very true.
The boys went to work.
Where was there to work around here back then?
The mills, mm-hmm. mainly the mills. There was a cotton mill down below what's now the visitor center, mm-hmm. back down that way. And there was also another one called the Pants Factory.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you've, through some of the other history, you've heard of that. And then somewhere through the years, it burned and they built a new Pants Factory. And that's now, it was the site that's currently the police department.